1 Kings chapter 9. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's wishes which he took delight in doing, that the Lord appeared to Solomon a second time, as when he appeared to him in Gibeon. And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication which you made before me. I have sanctified this house which you have built to establish my name there age-abidingly, and my eyes and my heart will be there continually. And as for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, wholeheartedly and in integrity, in doing everything that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my regulations, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel age-abidingly, as I expounded to your father David when I said, Not a man of your line shall be cut off from the throne of Israel. But if you turn away from me at all, you or your sons, and you do not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, and you go your way and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut Israel off from the face of the land which I have given them, and I will cast the house which I have sanctified for my name out of my sight. And Israel will be the subject of taunting and jeering among all the nations. And this house will have been exalted, but everyone passing by it will be astonished, and will whistle, and they will say, Why has the Lord done this to this land and to this house? And they will say, Because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and they adhered to other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. That is why the Lord has brought all this trouble on them. And it came to pass after 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house, with Hiram king of Tyre having assisted Solomon with cedar trees and with cypress trees and with gold, having met all his desire, that King Solomon then gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram departed from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, but they were not pleasing to him. And he said, What are these cities which you have given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul, as they are called up to this day. And Hiram sent 120 talents of gold to the king. And this was the reason for the tax which King Solomon raised, in order to build the house of the Lord, and his own house, and the Millo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and captured Gezer, and he had burnt it with fire, and he had killed the Canaanites who lived in the city, and he had given it as a dowry to his daughter, Solomon's wife. Then Solomon rebuilt Gezer and lower Beth Horon, and Baalath and Tamar in the desert, in the land, and all the storehouse cities which Solomon had, and the cities with chariot fleets, and the cities with horsemen, and the ambitions of Solomon which he aspired to build in Jerusalem and Lebanon and in every land under his rule. On all the people who remained from the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hevites, and the Jebusites, who were not of the sons of Israel, on their sons who remained after them in the land, whom the sons of Israel were not able to obliterate, Solomon imposed tribute service, which is in force up to this day. But Solomon did not make any of the sons of Israel bondmen, for they were warriors, and his servants, and his ministers, and his officers, and the commanders of his charioteers, and his horsemen. These were the senior officials of those appointed over Solomon's operations, 550 who managed the people who were engaged in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up from the city of David to her house, which he had built for her, and only then did he build the Millo. And Solomon offered burnt offerings and peace offerings 3 times in the year on the altar which he had built to the Lord, and he burned incense with them, and it was before the Lord, and he completed the house. And King Solomon built a fleet of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is joint with Eloth on the coast of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent his servants by ship, seafarers who knew the sea, with Solomon's servants, and they arrived in Ophir, and they took gold from there, 420 talents of it, and they brought it to King Solomon.